The Mishnah tells us on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Midan Rabbi Shploni Shechayev Lechaveru Masayim Zuz. So we have Eidus Mamo. Eidus Mamon, this is the ratio. We have a case of Eidus Mamon. V'nimtzu Zomimin. It ends up that they are Zomimin. Lokin u'mishalmin. Shloshem u'mavien li'dei makos. Mivien li'dei tashlupin. Excuse me. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, what's the din in this case? Eidus Mamon. Rebbe Meir holds, you get Malkus, and you get Mamon. Okay. V'chachamim omrim, kol mishalim eino loka. Chachamim hold, you only get one. You only get the mamon payment. That's the ratio. The Mishnah continues. Midan on Rabish Ploni Shuchai of Malkus. Now we've got Eidus on Malkus. Shuchai of Malkus Arboim. V'nim tuzom in lokin shmona mishum lo saneh.
Umishum vasisim lo kasher zomam. Now we have Eidus on Malkus. So, this is the Seifa. Rebbe Meir holds in this case that you get two Malkus. And the Chachamim, right, you get two Malkus, one for Kasher Zomam and one for Losaneh. One, you're getting hit back for what you were trying to do. That's the din of Kasher Zomam. And the other one is because you were over on the Isser of Losaneh. And every Lav gets a Malkus. And this is... Or a standard Lavin get Malkus. So Losana gets Malkus. Why does Losana get Malkus? Why does standard Lavin get Malkus? Because we have a principle, right? In general, it's true. In general, in order to get a punishment, you need two psukim. You need a warning, which is a Lav. A Lav is a warning. Lav, don't. Lav, don't. Don't do this. And if you do it, you're going to be punished. So the classic example is don't do Chasima. Don't muzzle your animal while it's working in the field. And if you do, you'll get Malkus. And that becomes the paradigm for all standard lavin. Any standard lav, it's not going to say all over the place, don't do this, and if you do it, you get Malkus. Don't do this, and if you do it, you're going to get Malkus. Don't go into the Mikdash Tameh, and if you do, you're going to get Malkus. Don't, if you're a Kohen, don't marry a Grusha or a Chalutza, or else you're going to get Malkus. The Gemara doesn't say that all the Chumash doesn't tell us that all the time. It tells us a lav, and generally a lav is able to piggyback off of the lav of chasima. A general standard lav gets malchus because of chasima. It has to be done with the chasima. So we had a little bit of an issue with losana because it's not a lav sheish bo maisa, and therefore maybe it's not like chasima because chasima has a maisa and this doesn't have a maisa. Okay, so we dealt with that on daf beis with stiku. Might fix that problem for us. But Rabbi Meir holds the maisa, you get two malchus. What do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim omrim ein lokin ella arboim. The Chachamim says you get Malkus echad. You get one Malkus. So we have two machloksim in our Mishnah. And the basic question is this the same machlokas just manifesting itself in two different locations? Seemingly, for instance, in the Sefer, Rabbi Meir holds you get two Malkus because there's two things. There's Losana and there's Kasher Zama. Is that why he holds you get two punishments up in Eidus Mamon? And what do the Chachamim hold? How come the Chachamim in one place, how come the Chachamim in both cases limit it to one punishment and they don't allow you to get two punishments? Is that the same reason in both situations? So we're going to have to come back to that. And that's going to be a very central issue in our Sugya, is what's the relationship between the Reish of the Mishnah and the Sefer in the Mishnah? Okay, as we turn to the Gemara, and the Gemara begins to analyze the Machlokas, so the Gemara begins, Bishlomo l'Rabbanon. I understand, according to the Rabbanon, that you only get one punishment. Because it says, Kidei Rishaso. Alex, what pasuk, what parsha of the Torah is that in? Kidei Rishaso.
Sure.
What parsha is it in? Right, Kiteitze, right. Shoftim is our marker right. For Kasher Zamam, and Vitzdiku is in Kiteitze, and there we're told Kidei Rishaso, that when you get your lashes, you should only get it Kidei Rishaso. And the Gemara Darshins, Mishum Risha Achas Atamechaivo, Vi'i Atamechaivo Mishum Shtei Rishayos. You don't get two punishments, you only get one. Very similar, we said, it sounds reminiscent of the idea of Kimlei Adrabamina. We'll talk about that more probably tomorrow.
Gemara in Ksubas discusses those two issues. But here we're told that according to the Rabbanon, the reason that you get one punishment, we now know the reason. What's the reason? Because of Kidei Rishasa, which limits you to getting one punishment. Meaning, seemingly, how many punishments should you get according to the Rabbanon?
One. Two.
How many should you be getting?
Two.
Two. But because of Kidei Rishasa, we have to limit you to one, right? That's clearly the assumption. If you only did one Aveira, and you're only supposed to get one punishment, we wouldn't say, oh, you know why you get one? Because of Kidei Rishasa. Kidei Rishasa is what tells me that in a situation where you should get two, you're only going to Lamaisa get one. Okay, and now what about Rabbi Meir? The Rabbi Meir, my timer. What happened to Rabbi Meir? What does he hold? He doesn't hold of Kidei Rishasa. Amar Ula Gamar Motzi Shemra. He learns out from Motzi Shemra. Ma Motzi Shemra seemingly is an exception to the rule of Kidei Rishasa. And we say Loka Mishalim. Af Kol Loka Mishalim. We use Motzi Shemra seemingly as some type of Binyan Av of some sort. Just like Motzi Shemra, you're able to get Loka Mishalim. So too, in all situations where there's a possibility to get Malkus and Tashlumin, the din is that you get Malkus and Tashlumin. Oh, the Gemara asks, how can we compare? Motzi Shemra is a special situation because it's a Kenas. It's okay, Inam Zomin's also Kenas. So Rabbi Meir seemingly, and we're going to have to look more into this tomorrow when we get into the Eon of Kidei Rishasa, seemingly Rabbi Meir, and that's what we'll say for now, seemingly Rabbi Meir does not hold of the principle of Kidei Rishasa, or at least he doesn't hold of it in our situation. He doesn't hold of Kidei Rishasa, and therefore, you get two Malkus, you get two punishments. You get Malkus and Mamo. Seemingly Rabbi Meir, why does he do it? He learns from he's Gomar, Mi Motzi Shemra, that in this situation, you get two punishments, and we don't apply the principle of Kidei Rishasa. Yes. Question.
Why does he say, "Lo Hashem why does he care?
What do you mean, why does he care?
The same thing. It's not Kidei Rishasa. Why do you care if the same thing works? Lo Hashem v'Dei Malkus.
That might be an explanation of why we don't say Kidei Rishasa.
Sorry. Rabbi said that Meir does hold Kidei Rishasa, which is not, it just doesn't apply because it's just Kidei Rishasa.
Right now, we're saying that in this situation, no Kidei Rishasa. Rashi said on the Mishnah, you know why no Kidei Rishasa? Or at least this is how the Rishonim understood Rashi. You know why no Kidei Rishasa? Because there's two different Isuri. Kidei Rishasa only applies when it's one Shemisser. But when it's two Shemosisser, we don't apply Kidei Rishasa. That was what the Rishonim understood in Rashi. That's what they started asking. Oh, what about Chasima? And they built all their argument against them based on that assumption in Rashi. Okay, so here's the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Clear? Everyone's with me, right? Excellent. Problem emerges when we go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. We get to the bottom of the Gemara, and the Gemara asks, V'rabonon, Hailo sana breacha et shaker mai darshu be. We know that according to Rabbi Meir, why are you getting two punishments, Malkus and Mamon? Why are you getting Malkus and Mamon? Malkus is for Losana. Rashi pointed this out in the Mishnah. And Mamon is because of Kashazama, right? Why? We say no Kidei Rishasa. Okay, very nice Kidei Rishasa. So why are you getting two punishments? No, I'll write it in a nicer way. Let's write it like this. Why are you getting two punishments? Well, the Malkos you're getting because of
Losana.
Thank you. Losana. And why are you getting the Mamon? Because that's Kashazama. Very good.
Nice sounds.
So, how can we get two? He doesn't apply Kidei Rishasa. Seemingly, the Chachamim agree to this. Similarly, the Chachamim agree. You would get Malkus for Losana, and you would get Mamon for Kasher Zamam. But why don't we do this? Because of Kidei Rishasa. Kidei Rishasa means I have to cross one off. So I cross off Malkus because of Losana. Okay, so the Gemara asks, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, very nice. So according to Rabbanan, what do they do with Losana? What happens to Losana? So the Gemara answers, oh, that's the Azhara for Edom Zomim. Gemara answers, you know what they do with Losana? The Gemara says, this is the beginning of the Gemara. Now the end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara says for the Rabbanan, you know why you get one punishment? Well, you've got this thing called Losana. What do they do with Losana? Meaning, why aren't you getting Malkus for Losana? That's the Gemara's question. What do the rabbis do with Losana? What does the Gemara answer? Losada is the Azhara for Kasher Zama. And when you have a Azhara and you have a Onesh, what does that now provide for you? Your punishment. You have an Azhara Pasuk, you have Kasher Zama, and therefore these two together as a unit, these two together get you what? Your Mamon payment. Your Mamon payment. Right? So, when the Gemara asked at the end, of the Gemara, what do they do with Losana? They didn't say, oh, well, Losana's there, but it ended up getting crossed off because of Kedei Rishaso. What does the Gemara say at the end? Losana has a very definite role to play in our sugya. It's the Azhara for Kasher Zoma. So, this, seemingly, is a very big stira, because what would Rabbi Meir hold? What does Rabbi Meir hold? Why are you getting two? Because Losana is not the Azhara. The Gemara continues. Losana is not the Azhara for Kasher Zamam. What's the Azhara for Kasher Zamam? What's the Azhara for Kasher Zamam? The Gemara says. The Rebbe Meir. Azhara Leidim Zomim Nole. How does he learn an Azhara Leidim Zomim? Amar Rebbe Yirmiyah Nafkalei Mim Anasharm Yishmuv Yerova Lo Yosifu Od. So according to Rebbe Meir, Lo Yosifu is the Azhara Pasuk for Kasher Zoma. That's going to get you your Mamon, and Losana is going to get you your Malkus. So, what's going on here? When you read the beginning of the Gemara, Pesach, if I asked you, according to the beginning of the Gemara, what is the Machlokas Rabbi Meir Chachamim? What would you say? What's the Machlokas according to the beginning of the Gemara? Anyone? What's the machlokes? Do we apply Kedei Rishaso or not? Everyone agrees theoretically there should be two punishments. It's just that the Chachamim learn Kedei Rishaso, and Rabbi Meir holds no Kedei Rishaso. Good? Clear? Good. Hemshech of the Gemara. What does it say at the end of the Gemara? What's the machlokes? According to the beginning, what's the machlokes? The machlokes is over Kedei Rishaso. According to the end of the Gemara, what's the machlokes over? How many punishments are shayach here? Or, is Losana a free agent to get its own punishment or not? Is Losana tied up to Kasher Zoma, and therefore it's not free to get Malkus? A Stam Lav gets Malkus. But for instance, do you get Malkus on Losasa Bo Malach on Shabbos? No. Why? Because the Torah tells me that if you do the Lav of Shabbos, what do you get? You get Skila. So you don't get Malkus on that. Why? Because Malkus is what's there for a Stam Lav, a free agent Lav. When there's a free agent Lav and he's got no Onesh associated with him, you give him Malkus. Because it ends up just taking the Onesh Pasuk of Chasima. So therefore, if Losan is being used for the Mamon, so that's it, Losan is not a free agent. So, the Rebbe Meir who learns that the Azhara for Kasher Zoma is from Lo Yosifu, so Losan is a free agent to get Malkus on. But according to the Rabbanon, that Losana is needed for Kasher Zoma, he doesn't learn Lo Yosifu. So therefore, Losana is going to be used for Mamo. It's part of the equation to get the Tashlumin. And therefore, it's not a free agent to get Malkus. So, at the end of the Gemara, we ask, what is the real Machlokas here? Is the real Machlokas over whether Losana is a free agent, or is it over Kedei Rishaso? The Ramban, let's just take one more step back as Divrei HaKdama. Lamaisa, in our sugya, we know that there are two pesukim. There's a pasuk of Losana, and there's a pasuk of Kasher Zama. L'cha'ora, what's the relationship between those two pesukim? What seemingly should be the relationship between those two pesukim? If you read the pesukim in English, you would assume that the two are related to each other. Losana tells me, do not lie in court. And then Kasher Zama tells me, if you lie in court, you're going to get punished with the punishment. Meaning, what the Rabbanon learn, according to the end of the Gemara, makes a lot of sense. Seemingly, if I asked you, hey, why do the Rabbanon hold you only get one punishment? You would seemingly point to the end of the Gemara and say, well, the end of the Gemara makes a lot of sense. That seemingly is a very simple explanation in the Rabbanon. The reason why the Rabbanon say you get one punishment is because you did one thing. You did the Aveira of Losana, and the punishment for Losana is Kasher Zama. And that is how the Ramban learns the Chachamim in our sugya. The Chachamim learn the Chachamim straight up Pashat.
Like this. Losana is used for Kasher Zomam. Together they generate for us our Chi of Tashlum. According to the Ramban, what does Rabbi Meir hold? How does Rabbi Meir argue? So Rabbi Meir argues like we wrote on the board here. You don't need Losana for Kasher Zomam. It already has Lo Yosifu. And therefore, Losana is a free agent. It's able to get Malkus. The Ramban takes the Seifa of the Gemara and he runs with it. The Ramban takes this and he says, that's it. That's the Pshat in our Mishnah. You want to know what's the Pshat in the Machlokas in our Mishnah? Ignore the beginning right now. Just look at the end. The end of the Gemara is very sweet. It's very pretty. Rabbi Meir gives two punishments because Losana is a free agent, so it can get Malkus. And according to the Chachamim, Losan is not a free agent. Very simple. Moshe Yonah, if I asked you, what's the Machlokas Chachamim Rabbi Meir? You would say it's very simple, if you're the Rabban. Is Losana tied up, and therefore not a free agent? Or is there another Pasuk, Lo Yosifu, that we can use, and therefore Losan is a free agent, and you're able to get Malkus on Losana? That's what the Ramban holds. What does the Ramban need to do? Shh! What does the Ramban need to do? The Ramban needs to explain the beginning of the Gemara. What happened to the whole beginning of the Gemara about Kedei Rishasso? According to this explanation, you realize why Kedei Rishasso is not an issue for the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, what's Kedei Rishasso? There's no room for two punishments. There's two psukim, Lo Sana and Kasher Zomam. They're tied up with each other. There's only room for one punishment. You don't need Kedei Rishasso. That would be like if I said to you, oh, somebody went into the Mikdash, Tomei, so the punishment is that he gets Malkus. And you know why he only gets Malkus? Because of Kedei Rishasso. What do you mean because of Kedei Rishasso? I don't need Kedei Rishasso. Kedei Rishasso is there to oust a second punishment when there's a possibility for two punishments. So if you look at the Ritva, you guys brought your Ritvas, open up your Ritva. The Ritva does an amazing thing with our Gemara. Now when I say amazing, I mean it's the type of thing that when you read it, you gasp. And you say, how in the world is he doing this to the Gemara? Take a look at the Ritva. What does the Ritva say in this sugya? Dalam and Beis. And this is the type of thing that if you had not analyzed the Gemara properly, you would read this Ritva and say, what in the world is Ritva talking about? Or you would just read through it quickly and not realize the significance of this Ritva. This Ritva is earth-shattering. Yes, right? Okay, good. What does the Ritva say? Where is it? On the right page? Yes. The Perush HaRamban says the Ritva. Everybody, we're in Dibur HaMasechil, Bishlam al Rabban, Dalam and Beis. You got it? Yeah. Finger on the place. Says the Ritva. The Perush HaRamban, L'Ravcha de Milsa Naktin on High Taima. What does that mean, Moshe Keller? What does that mean, L'Ravcha de Milsa Naktin? Literally? Or figuratively. L'Ravcha de Milsa Naktin.
It's like another answer.
Or it's not just—it's extra. Rav Chada Milsa. These words in the Gemara are extra. When he gives this reason, why? Thank you. Double lav achinami. Because even if we never said this explanation of Kedei Rishasso, Kevin de la Rabbanan Azhara der Zomim in Losana. Since the Azhara comes from Losana, as it says later in the Gemara. Ain't a loka mishalim. Why in the world would you ever be loka mishalim? Losan is not a free agent. It's being used already. Shashem avidin le'mavili de tashlumen. Because the words that are, would bring you, the pasuk that would bring you to the chi of Malkus, which is losaneh, is needed to be mechayev tashlumen. According to the Ramban, how are we mechayev tashlumen according to the Chachamim? Because of losana. Losana works with kasher zomam. So we don't need the explanation of kedei rishasso. There's no real possibility here for Malkus and Mamon. So why did the Gemara write Kedei Rishasso? By golly, you know what he says? Because of Kedei Rishasso, because L'Ravcha de Milsa. L'Ravcha de Milsa just means, it's extra. The Gemara was giving you like another reason, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is because Losan is not viable. Losan is busy. It's contradictory. So the Ramban basically, the Ritva basically says, the beginning of the Gemara is lav dafka, not needed, and don't really focus on that. Don't look at the beginning of the Gemara.
The real Gemara is the end of the Gemara. Oh, why is the Gemara suggest that at the end? It's like, you know, like if you're answering someone's question, you say, listen, the real answer to your question is that that's totally not Shaykh. But even according to what you think, I can answer you up and I can say this, I can say that. According to the Ritva, the beginning of the Gemara was almost as if the Chachamim were saying, listen, according to us, there's nothing to talk about. But even if we understood like you, there would be Kedei Rishaso here. Even if Lausana was a free agent, and it would be Shaykh to Malkus, and there would be a reason to give you Malkus, we still wouldn't give you Malkus because of Kedei Rishaso. But all of those words are all extra. It's Laravcha de Milsa. Laravcha de Milsa means like when you like expound on something, you talk more than you need to talk. It's Laravcha de Milsa. It's just to make the Milsa, make this issue larger and more of a discussion. Because even without this discussion of Kedei Rishaso, you have the Hemshech of the Gemara. That's the real reason. So according to the Ramban, the Ritva is pointing this out. Now the Ramban himself doesn't comment on the Gemara. But the Ritva, I don't know if he's saving the Ramban or if he's explaining the Ramban. But what I want you to notice is that the Ramban in our Sugya took the end of the Sugya and the beginning Gemara, which is never rejected, the beginning of the Gemara, the Ramban just says, yeah, don't pay attention to that. Just ignore that part of the Gemara. That's Lav Dafka, that part of the Gemara. This is the real point of the Gemara. So, I guess you could always do that when you have a stira. You have a stira between A and B. You could just say, well, I'm choosing B, and A, it's Lav Dafka. I think I've told you that in the past. When you have a stira between A and B, so you either could take A and say, B is Lav Dafka. Or you could take B and say, oh, A is Lav Dafka. Or you could choose A and say B is talking about a different situation. Or you could choose B and say A is talking about a different situation. Or you could somehow figure out how A and B are able to coexist with each other. The Ramban certainly did not do that. He did not work out the stira. The Ramban said the beginning of the Gemara is Lav Dafka. That's not the real reason. The real reason is what you're told at the end of the Gemara. This is how the Ramban deals with it. And I wanted you to see this also because this is a great example where you read a Ramban, you read a Ritva, and he says, oh, the beginning of the Gemara is Lav Dafka. And unless you recognize before what the issue is, unless you're sensitive to the issue, you don't really understand why he's saying that. But now you all understand why he's saying that. You realize there's a stira between the beginning of the Gemara. Okay.
Why doesn't it also answer according to Tosfos?
So we're going to get the Tosfos right now. Let's get the Tosfos right now. Good. Yeah, Jeremy, you had a question? No? You sure?
Yeah.
You did, but it's okay now. Okay, great. Tosfos learns the Gemara differently, and he does not resort to doing what the Ramban did. Let's try to get a little bit of a havana of how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Tosfos is also bothered by the stira between the beginning of the Gemara and the end of the Gemara, but according to Tosfos, it's not really a problem because Tosfos seemingly was learning.
Is it the only way you can
explain the Ramban? That's what the Ritva says the Ramban did. The Ritva says the Ramban threw away the beginning of the Gemara. Okay. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Let's try to analyze Tosfos now for a few minutes. Tosfos probably learned like the Cheshek Shlomo. The Cheshek Shlomo, I think he's quoted in the Hagos V'Tzionim in the Oz V'Hadar edition of the Gemara, but if not, you just flip to the back. Cheshek Shlomo's in the back. If you take a look, and the Cheshek Shlomo points this out. The Gemara, when it says Rabbanon, is missing a piska. It's missing an introductory phrase to explain the end of the Gemara. And before we get there, let's just review for a second what Tosfos said in our Sugya. You remember Tosfos. Tosfos was trying to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. How did Tosfos explain the Gemara? Explain the machlokas? So Tosfos didn't say like the Ramban. If you'll remember, what did Tosfos do? Tosfos said within Rabbi Meir, how come Rabbi Meir holds you get two? Because Mamon doesn't need an Azhara. Meaning Tosfos is also saying that Lausanne is a free agent. But why is Lausanne a free agent? Not because there's another Pasuk, Lo Yosifu, but rather because Mamon doesn't need an Azhara. Is Lausanne a free agent because you have another Pasuk called Lo Yosifu? Or is Lausanne a free agent because you don't need a Pasuk for the Mamon payment? So the Ramban said, because we have another Pasuk, Lo Yosifu, that frees up Lausanne for us. Tosfos didn't do that. Tosfos said, we don't need a pasuk, and that frees up Losada. The result is the same. Losada is a free agent, and you can get Malkus on Losada. So for Tosfos, Losada is a free agent because the Azhara for Kasher Zamam is not needed. You don't need a pasuk here. Right? The Ramban stuck Lo Yosifu there. For Tosfos, you don't need that. Right? Everyone's with me? Okay, good. That's what Rabbi Meir held, right? We're going back to explain Rabbi Meir Chachamim. Rabbi Meir held, why do you get two punishments? Because Lo Sada is available. What did the Chachamim hold, according to Tosfos? What did the Chachamim hold? Tosfos doesn't tell you exactly. Tosfos doesn't tell you. So here's where we're going to build off of yesterday. Tosfos holds that the Chachamim also think an Azhara doesn't need Mammon doesn't need an Azhara. When Tosfos said that principle yesterday, that Mammon doesn't need an Azhara, he wasn't saying that only within Rabbi Meir. He was saying that within Chachamim. Let's see if we can make a spot here. I would like to leave this as the end of the Gemara. So we'll leave this here as Lo Yosifu. We're going to put Tosfos... where are we going to put this? I'm going to put Tosfos over here. Okay? But it really should just be... You know, we're going to still line everything up, okay? So according to Tosfos, we have Rabbi Meir, right? We have Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. According to Tosfos, why does Rabbi Meir hold to get Malkus and Mammon? Well, we've got... You don't need an Azhara. Oh man, the directions are going to start getting complicated. Here, you don't need an Azhara to be Machai of the Mammon. And why do you get Malkus? Because of? Losada. You get your Malkus. That's what Tosfos said according to Rabbi Meir. Tosfos never told you how they learn up Pshat and Chachamim. How do they learn up Pshat and Chachamim? Very simply. Mammon doesn't need an Azhara. So Losana is a free agent for Malkus. Okay, great. So how many punishments should you get? Two. But why can't you get two? Because of Kedei Rishaso. So which one do we cross off? Oh, that's a question. Which one do you cross off? So that's the Gemara in Ksubis. You guys saw that. When you have Mammon and Malkus, and you don't know which one to cross off, which one do you cross off? So the Gemara there learns from a Pasuk that it says the word Yad B'Yad in the Parsha of Kasher Zamam. Yad B'Yad is a reference to money which transfers hands from hand to hand. And therefore, in Kasher Zamam, when you have an opportunity to be Mechayev Mammon, you're Mechayev Mammon. So which one gets crossed off? Which one gets crossed off, Yisrael? Malkus or Mammon? Malkus, that's right. This is how Tosfos learned the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. This is how Tosfos worked out the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. They both agree that you should get two punishments. Because everybody agrees you don't need an Azhara for Mammon. How come you didn't get two punishments for the Chachamim then? Because of Kedei Rishaso. What does this work well with? Which stage of the Gemara? The beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara is explaining the first machlokes in the Mishnah. And it says, you know why the Rabbanan only give you one punishment? Because of Kedei Rishaso. Kedei Rishaso, that implies you get two punishments. Yeah, you should get two punishments. Why? Because of Tosfos as Yisod. What's Tosfos as Yisod? Mammon lo boy Azhara. Everybody agrees to that. Both Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. So everybody agrees you should get two punishments. How come you only get one? Because of Kedei Rishaso, according to the Chachamim. And according to Rabbi Meir, why do you get two? Because he doesn't hold of Kedei Rishaso in this situation. That's the beginning of our Gemara. Very nice. Now we skip down a little bit in the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks, hey, what do you do with Lo Sana? That's a funny question to ask. Because the Reisha already told us, Lo Sana is technically Mechayev Malkus. It's just that it got crossed off because of Kedei Rishaso. Why is the Gemara asking again, hey, what do they do with Losana? Because Tosfos learned the Gemara now is not talking about the Reisha anymore. It's talking about the Seifa now. What's happened between the Reisha and the Seifa? The Seifa's not talking about Mammon. What's it talking about? Malkus. Does Malkus need an Azhara?
Yes.
That little trick we played in the Reisha, Mammon lo boy Azhara, was only operable in the Reisha.
Why? Because the Breisha was talking about Mamon. The Sefer's not talking about Mamon. What's the Sefer talking about? Malchus. Does Malchus need an Azhara? Does Malchus need an Azhara? Yes, it does. Nice and loud, Yoni. Does Malchus need an Azhara? Unlike Mamon?
Yes.
Try again. Yes, yes, it does. Malchus needs an Azhara. So now that Malchus needs an Azhara, we can't play this game. So let's map it out. According to Rabbi Meir, why are you getting two punishments? The Gemara tells us. Why are you getting two punishments? Well, the Mamon is coming from where? The first Malchus. There's two Malchus, thank you very much. There's two Malchus in the Sefa. One is for, the Mishnah tells us. One is for Kasher Zaman, and one is for Losane. One Malchus comes from Kasher Zaman, Lo Yosifu, and the other one comes from Losane. That's explicit in the Mishnah. And what do the Chachamim hold? What do the Chachamim here hold? The Chachamim could have learned like this and said, Kidei Rishaso, but they didn't. Why? Because what do the Chachamim hold? Losane is needed for Kasher Zoma. Hold on 1 second. Why do we need Losane for Kasher Zoma? How come all of a sudden Losane is not a free agent? Up until now, Losane has been a free agent. Meaning in the Reisha, everyone agreed Losane was a free agent. Why? Because Mamon didn't need an Azhara. We didn't need Losane for the Azhara of Kasher Zaman. It doesn't need. But now we're talking about a case of Malchus. So now Losane is going to be needed as a Azhara. So, Ein Hachanami, the Rabbanan used Losane as an Azhara, and there's only one possible punishment to get. Because Losane is the Azhara. How come Rabbi Meir doesn't need Losane for the Azhara? Because Rabbi Meir has another pasuk. Very convenient for Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir has another pasuk. Lo Yosifu. Leaving Losane to be a free agent. And the reason Chachamim don't do that is because they need Losane. They don't have this limud of Lo Yosifu. So for them, Losane is linked to Kasher Zoma. So, how did Tosfos learn the difference between how did he work out the stira between the beginning of the Gemara and the end of the Gemara? The beginning of the Gemara is talking about the Reisha. In the Reisha, where it's a case of Mamon, Losane, according to everyone, is a free agent. You don't need an Azhara for Mamon. So in the Reisha, the Machlokas ended up being, hey, the beginning of the Gemara is on the Reisha of our Mishnah. The Reisha of our Mishnah is being explained by the beginning of our Gemara. And the beginning of our Gemara is saying, you know why in the Reisha there's a Machlokes? Because of Kidei Rishaso. Meaning everyone's going to be Mechayiv Malchus, theoretically, because Losane is a free agent. And now the question just is, are we allowed to give two punishments or not? That's a Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. And the end of the Gemara is now explaining the Seifa of the Mishnah. In the Seifa of the Mishnah, we're not talking about Mamon anymore, so now we need an Azhara. So now, seemingly, Losane shouldn't be a free agent according to anybody. Everyone should need Losane as the Azhara, and everyone should agree you only get one punishment. How come Rabbi Meir gives a second punishment? Because he digs up Lo Yosifu as its own Azhara for Kasher Zaman. And he has figured out a way to make Losane into a free agent. So what ended up happening according to Tosfos? Tosfos looked at the Stira in the Gemara and said, this is no Stira. The beginning of the Gemara is explaining the Reisha of the Mishnah. And the end of the Gemara is explaining the Seifa of the Mishnah. And I pointed out to you the Cheshek Shlomo. The Cheshek Shlomo says, you know what's missing from our Gemara? Look in your Hagos Vitzionim. If you want me to spike the football now. Take a look at the Hagos Vitzionim. Hagos Vitzionim on that line, Virabbanon. You know what he says is missing? Right before those words, Virabbanon? Yeah, you don't. So in the Cheshek Shlomo says it then. Right before the words Virabbanon in your Gemara. You know, spike the football, meaning like this is the nail in the coffin right now. What is the Cheshek Shlomo say in the back? The Gemara here is missing a Pisgah. What's a Pisgah? You know that little quote in the Mishnah? from the Mishnah they put into the Gemara with the two dots before it and after it, and that tells you that that's what this Gemara is going on. So the Cheshek Shlomo says, you know what's supposed to be right before the word V'Rabbanon, Hai lo sana b'riach et shakar my darshu bein? Anyone have the Ogos Ritzionim here?
Yeah.
So he says, thank you, Chosser, it's beautiful, Chosser kan apiska, V'chachamim omrim eno sofeg ella arboim. According to the Cheshek Shlomo, the end of this Gemara is on what part of the Mishnah? The Chachamim in the Seifa. The Chachamim in the Seifa. Meaning the way that the Cheshek Shlomo learned, it's clear that this part of the Gemara is on the Seifa. The beginning of the Gemara is on the Reisha. There's no Stira here. The Reisha needs one explanation. The Seifa needs a different explanation. And what emerges, for according to Tosfos, is that I don't know if you guys remember, when we first did this yesterday, and we saw the Ramban's explanation, the Ramban quoted Lo Yosifu. And everyone said, oh, that makes so much sense. That's what the Gemara says. Why did Tosfos not say that? But Tosfos was explaining the Reisha. He wasn't explaining the Seifa. If we wanted to say it, we would say it like this. The Ramban saw the end of the Gemara. He took that and he ran with it. And he used that to explain the entire sugya. According to the Ramban, the Reisha of the Mishnah and the Seifa of the Mishnah are two manifestations of the same machlokas. Listen to this point. This is vital. According to the Ramban, the Reisha of the Mishnah and the Seifa of the Mishnah are the same exact machlokas. According to Rebbe Meir, you get two punishments, both from the Reisha and the Seifa, because Losan is a free agent. And according to the Chachamim, both in the Reisha and in the Seifa, you know why you only get one punishment? Because Losan is not a free agent. Because it's linked with Kasher Zomam to give you the Kasher Zomam punishment. That's it. No Kidei Rishaso. That's the machlokas, both in the Reisha and the Seifa. But for Tosfos, the Reisha and the Seifa are two different machloksin. And that's why I started Shir asking, is the Reisha and the Seifa the same machlokas or two different machloksin? That is the machlokas, Ramban Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the Reisha is a machlokas over Kedei Rishaso. The Seifa is a machlokas of whether Losan is a free agent or whether it's not a free agent. I made you guys a little chart here. I want you to take a look. We're just going to read through the chart, and then we're going to be done today. I'm going to say 2 minutes about the Tzilas Yadayim, because we haven't done a halacha in a while. We'll do a little bit about the Tzilas, and then we're going to be done. You got a little earlier today. Free agent means that the Masada is not being used for Kasher Zama, and therefore it can get the regular Malkus that Lavin get when they're not being used for anything. So the Rabbanan learned that Losada is used as the Azhara Pasuk for Kasher Zama. Right? You're not allowed to give Kasher Zama unless you first give a warning. So Losada is the warning, and Kasher Zama is the punishment.
That's why he needs to explain the
Rabbi Meir says, no, I don't need to use Losada. I can use Lo Yosifu, and therefore Losada is a free agent. Everyone take a look at the chart in front of you. Okay, I had a little problem with the cutting machine, so I didn't. Look on with the person next to you. Look, can you guys look on together for a second, just so I can hold this for a second? There we go. Okay, take a look at our chart here. Starting from the right, the Reisha. So we've got Rabbi Meir and the Rabbana. According to Rabbi Meir, Joseph, I put on its tikkun for you. According to Rabbi Meir, why do you get Malkus? Because of Losane, and then the regular Lav de Chasima. That's what you get Malkus for Lavin. That is, I'm sorry, I forgot to write. The first column is the Ramban. The first column is the Ramban, meaning the middle column. And the left column is Tosfos. So according to the Ramban, you'll notice that the Machlokas and the Reisha and the Machlokas and the Seifa are exactly the same. I just cut and paste them and switch the word Mamon for Malkus for Kasher Zama. According to in the Reisha, Rabbi Meir holds Losana is free. You see, Jeremy, it's bolded and it's its own thing on top. You don't need it for Kasher Zamam. See, the Rabbanan, Losana, and Kasher Zamam are on the same line. They're needed for each other. But according to Rabbi Meir, Losana is not needed because you have Lo Yosifu. And therefore, Losana is free to give you Malkus. Same thing in the Seifa. Go down. In the middle column, go down to the Seifa now. Same exact Machlokas. Losana is free according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbanan, it's not. So I asked you then at the very bottom of the chart, is the machlokes, the ratio, and the seifa the same? Kane. Yes, it is. Their nechleku im losana mufne. Is losana free? Is it available? Now we move over to the left. The left is Tosfos. Tosfos says, in the ratio, look, everybody agrees losana is free. Why is losana free? Because mamon doesn't need an ashara. So how come one says you get, how come Chacham say one malchus and Rabbi Meir hold two? A machlokas about whether you have to cross one off, whether we say kedei rishaso. Now though, when you look at the seifa, it's a totally different machlokas. Now it parallels what the seifa was according to the Ramban. It parallels what the seifa was according to the Ramban. So as you see, Tosfos on the left column, that is exactly our Gemara. The beginning is about Kedei Rishaso, the end is about Losana's freedom. And that's why I wrote on the bottom, is the Machlokas, the Reisha, and the Seifa the same? On the bottom I wrote, no! The Reisha, they argue, do we say Kedei Rishaso? In the Seifa, they argue, is Losana free? If you look at the bottom of the page, Tosfos says this explicitly. Look at the bottom of our page, Dalet Amud Beis. Tosfos Dalet Amud Beis, on the bottom. The Im Tomar, look what Tosfos asks. The Im Tomar, La'el, Gabi Mi'idim Shechayim Masayim Zuz, I don't understand. Above, regarding the Reisha, which was the money case, Lema Haytaimo, the Rabbanon, why don't you say the same thing for the Rabbanon up there? Say that they need Kasher Zom, they need Losan as the Azara. Why does the beginning of the Gemara say Kedei Rishaso? Just say what it says at the end of the Gemara. This is our question. So look what Tosfos says. Yesh lomar tehachi ka'amar. Lazharas edem zomin shemi'idem bish ploni chayiv malchus. When the Gemara asks, what do you do with Losana? They were using that for the Seifa case, the Malchus case. Delo avilaki me'kasher zomim milav hizir. Delo onesh onesh aguf elim kain hizir, because the Seif is talking about Malchus, and Malchus need an Azhara, and therefore they want to know, is Losana the Azhara? Aval le'el, but in the beginning of the Gemara, which is Myri Mikasher Zomom, de Momin, it's talking about Momin, it's not talking about Malchus. Vadai lo boi Azhara. There you didn't need an Azhara. So there was nothing to discuss. You wouldn't have asked, what do they do with Losana? They don't do anything with Losana. Losana's a free agent. It's only here where you need an Azhara because it's Malchus. That's why the Gemara gets into a discussion of what do they do with Losana.
One last final Hara. The big question here now is, why is it that the Ramban doesn't learn like Tosfos? Tosfos seems to read the Gemara very well. Why does the Ramban learn differently? So there is a weakness in Tosfos' understanding that we need to just point out, and we're running out of time, so I want to just make the point quickly, and that is that according to Tosfos, Losana is floating. What do I mean that it's floating? Meaning, when it's a case of Mamon, we don't need Losana as Azhara. And therefore, you can get Malchus on it. Oh, but when it's a case of Malchus, of Eidos on Malchus, then Losana serves as the Azhara for Kasher Zaman. This idea of Losana floating and sometimes being an Azhara, sometimes not being needed as an Azhara, is a very creative suggestion, and it's also something that we don't really see often by other Yisurim. And the truth is, it's not even so, it doesn't sound like the Gemara is saying that. The Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, why do you need Losana? And the Gemara answers, as an Azhara Fadim Zomim. But that's not true. It doesn't always need to be an Azhara Fadim Zomim. It only needs to be an Azhara Fadim Zomim in the case of Eidos of Malchus, not of Eidos of Mammon. So that could be a weakness that would perhaps be part of the reason why the Ramban doesn't want to say like Tosfos.